From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Donald Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. Conway spoke to ABC News on Monday.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place. And an Obama administration spokesperson has called the allegations simply false. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO report said that is the cost of carrying out one of President Trump's favorite campaign promises, repealing and replacing Obamacare. It says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured will grow, doubling the number of people who would not have insurance if Obamacare remained intact. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Head of CBO has confirmed what we Democrats have been saying all along.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Tom Price criticized the report.
I'm not sure how they're going to get to 14 million people uninsured, if that's what they say, with only 8 million people on the exchange. There are individuals, I guess, that they assume that are on Medicaid who aren't paying anything in the Medicaid system who are going to not take Medicaid system, take the Medicaid policy just because the mandate ended or something happened. It's just not believable.
Price also said the CBO did not take into consideration all of the pieces that would be part of the plan, including pending legislation to reform the insurance market. This is